Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast. This is your Thursday listener experience episode with your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And Hollow Cult. We're here. It's Thursday. Pushing you through the end of this week. Hope everybody had an excellent holiday weekend. Everybody had a good time. Got to spend time with their families. We are recording this from the past, so we haven't got there yet. But I'm sure it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, I can imagine that it will be.
Yeah, I'm probably going to eat too much food. I do get to watch my family open presents and whatnot, which is kind of cool. Yeah.
They've roped me into trying my hand at smoking a brisket.
If you nail it, it's going to be fire.
Yeah, it'll be the first time that I try. So,
and I didn't say that like I don't have any faith in you.
Yeah.
Because I do.
I appreciate that.
You got it.
So we'll see what happens.
It's going to be delicious.
Let's hope so.
We got to manifest the Hollow Cult.
That's right.
Even though it's already happened by the time you listen to this, we're manifesting the past from the future from the past.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, back to the future.
That's weird.
See? But today, it's our listener experience day. We got a follow-up from our friend Stranger John. A follow-up, or it might just be new stuff. Either or, more tales. I don't think that's a follow-up. I think that's more weirdness with Stranger John. But we got to get through the business. So you can check us out at all our social medias. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast. You'll find us there. You can join and be part of the Hollow Cult, which is what everybody wants to do. It's a cool thing to do. You know, everybody wants to be us.
Naturally.
Which is weird.
Naturally.
Because, like, we're not anybody anyone should look up to.
No.
Technically.
Nope.
But it is what it is, you know? It is what it is.
I mean, fake it till you make it, baby.
And that's all we know how to do.
That's right.
If you have a listener experience that you would love for us to share on this Thursday show, Kyle has some very secret ancient texts that he's going to share with you.
I do. And if you are hanging on to that mind-bending story, now's the time to write it out. Shoot it over to the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. We would greatly appreciate all of your submissions, all of your stories. So we got a long list of listener encounter episodes to get through. We want that problem. So please do that. You can also call or text the holophone. It's going to be 618-556-0837. You can just simply record yourself and then shoot it over the email as well. Whatever you want to do. Just do your thing and get us them weird fucking stories. Please.
Please. Please.
All of it's in the show notes as well. Do your thing, people.
Yes.
Do your thing.
Everybody has seen something that they cannot explain, right?
You know what? Do your part.
Yes.
Do your part.
As a member of the Hollow Cult, it's...
That's your requirement.
It's your obligation.
Yeah, the obligation. That's a good word.
To share this weirdness that you have. You may have it tucked so far back in your brain that you're just kind of starting to have flash memories of what you encountered. Have you seen a Bigfoot? Probably.
Most likely.
Have you seen a UFO?
Of course.
Probably.
At this point, of course you have.
Have you seen a Thunderbird? Probably. Have you been infested with a demonic force? Probably.
Unfortunately.
Do you have a poltergeist that lives in your laundry room? Probably.
Rent free.
You need to send it in. You can call us and leave us a message. You can write us and I'll read it like I have been doing. I don't read that good, but that's what you guys choose to do.
Yeah, we try our best.
Yeah. So, just do your part. Just do your little part.
That's all we could ask.
And share the weirdness.
Okay, that's the other thing we could ask.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's absolutely it.
That's it.
The rest is optional.
100% optional.
But submitting stories and sharing the show is a requirement.
Yes. We want to hear it. We want to hear it. We want to get it out there. The weirder, the better. We want to start a whole new subgenre of the paranormal. We need that kind of weirdness, right?
I'm down.
Right? Are you fighting interdimensional insect people? We need to hear about it.
Yes.
Human trafficking, vampire, reptilian overlords? We need to hear get about it. It.
Let's get it.
That's what we're here for. That being said, we're jumping right into it because I like to say that past the 5-minute mark so people can be like, oh, we didn't jump right into it. This is 5 minutes in.
Let's go.
We're gonna go back with Stranger John here. He titles it More Tales with Stranger John.
All right.
Not just a clever title. I like it. Stranger John says, this morning I took the usual crap ride on the bus to the university. I listen to you guys when I'm on the bus, partly to go deaf on my own terms thanks to the loud engine, partly to look occupied so the schizophrenics leave me alone.
I feel that.
But mostly because I enjoy listening to the strange tales and theories. I was as giddy as a schoolgirl being asked to prom when I came across my video. A day after my birthday, no less. Synchronicities abound, yeah. I should say. 30 years old and don't feel any wiser. Well, hey, I'm 39 and it does not get any better, let me tell you.
So you've got a lot to look forward to.
Shame it took me a month and change to come across it. So getting to the main point, I owe you lads and the Hollow Sky followers some tales. The first one he labels Stranger John, Veteran of 1,000 Dream Wars.
Oh, wow.
Let's go. He says, back when I was a middle school kid, I suffered from a reoccurring nightmare involving the facehuggers from Aliens. I'd be running around the house to avoid these creatures. I got unlucky one violent night and caught one jumping toward my face. Its tail wrapped around my right arm and squeezed hard trying to break it, while its proboscis kept thrusting forward, dripping fluid. Not pleasant whatsoever. Worse yet, I knew what awaited me if I failed to hold it back. I'd wake up with a chest buster. A word suddenly popped into my mind. Pause. Suddenly a pause screen appeared like a video game, freezing the dream in place. Typical readout was written. Continue, main menu, settings, save, quit. The cursor highlighted the continue option. Like hell if I was going to choose that. I moved the cursor down to quit. It asked if I was sure. I selected yes and woke up. And that's how things operated for a few years.
That's fucking weird.
Dude, bro, that is awesome.
That's fucking weird. I didn't mean to interrupt, but that's way too weird not to interrupt.
Let me get to the end of the sentence, and then let's get to the end of this, and then we'll run with it. All right. That's the way it operated for a few years. When the odds weren't in my favor, I'd simply imagine the pause menu and exit. Eventually, I stopped having dreams altogether. Raises a few questions of if there is someone or something in charge of dreams that did not like me having control. Perhaps it came across the Matrix menu. So that my advice to you two, as well as the listeners, if things get too violent or unbearable, think of a pause menu. If it appears, then good news, you're dreaming. Keep practicing till you've mastered this exit strategy. FYI, the main menu doesn't go anywhere, just a home screen of whatever pops into your head. Upon dying in a dream, I simply leave my body, search for something else to inhabit. I recall being a dog once, getting caught up in the speed of four legs, only to get run over. Lasted about a minute as a dog. FYI, zoomies are addictive. Upon dying, I simply left my dog body and jumped into someone else. If you're afraid of dying in your dreams, I advise you to think of it as your body is just being a body and your soul being immortal. You've been able to have free reign of anyone or anything. Also, while we are on the subject, it's hard to operate a shotgun when you're a horse, and being a fish in the sea is utterly terrifying. Imagine just deep blue, 360 degrees, exposure to any predators. Do not recommend being a fish. Hell, not even a shark. Okay, we're going to digest that one.
Definitely weird.
Hi.
It's like having Game Genie.
It is.
During dreams.
Yeah, Dream Genie.
Dream Genie.
I like it.
Me too.
I never, I, A, let me, okay. A, I don't dream that much, right? Very rarely do I dream. But I never in a million years thought that I could be, like, essentially in control of my dreams.
It's like, it was like he was playing a game.
Yeah. Because at first I thought it was some weird, like, screen memory trying to focus in from when, from something that he was, like, used to, you know, something he was familiar with, like, yeah, the game. But then he said he can completely control it, shut it off as he wants. Like, that is...
I like his description, Matrix menu.
Yeah. That is awesome.
That pretty much tees right off on it. I mean, that's exactly what it is. And it's just weird that it operated that way. Was that, you know, you'd ask yourself, is that your subconscious creating a back door for you to keep you away from mental distress? Or is it you, like, legitimately navigating out of the dream realm? Or whatever, wherever the hell you're going when you're sleeping, whatever you want to call it, it's definitely, it's interesting to say the least. Even if it is just your subconscious mind protecting you from any type of distress, like, it's still fucking fascinating.
It's awesome, and it is weird that after you did this for a while, your dreams just shut off, like something. Somebody, whoever's running the show when we're in that weird realm between asleep and awake, said, nah, this dude doesn't need this power.
Which I feel like that happens to a lot of adults. You know, your dreams just go away. I wonder if there is a reason. It makes me wonder now.
I don't know. It could have something with, like, our brain being so, like, as an adult, your brain doesn't stop. You know, yeah, you're constantly thinking and stressing about something.
Well, and the creative part of your brain kind of goes away too, like, because you're just focused on your everyday tasks and routines.
Yeah, the shitty part of your brain takes.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I do not dream that much. I did have a dream last week though, which was weird.
I don't have many either.
That I just kept, like, I was trying to get somewhere, and I was in the Avenger, and I kept crashing into stuff.
That sucks.
So I would crash. Like, I was on a strict time limit. I'd crash. I'd have to put my car back together to get it to run. And then I'd drive again trying to keep up with my time limit. And then I'd crash. And then I'd have to put my car back together.
That's the worst.
And it was anxiety.
That's the worst. Car games in the real world with time limits.
Sucks.
That's miserable.
Yeah. And it's a demo derby.
Yeah, that's miserable.
I don't even know what I was hitting.
I would rather be playing a first-person shooter than that.
Same. But it's weird. The body jumping thing's strange, too. I guess I don't have that many... I don't have enough dreams to even be able to attempt to manipulate them at this point in my life. Our dream people... Our lucid dreamers, that's it. Does this sound, because it sounds like lucid dreaming when you can pretty much go wherever you want, but is body swapping a part of lucid dreaming, folks?
Yeah, and then, like you said, imagine being a damn fish. That sucks.
That'd be the last body I would choose.
It would work for me because...
You would get eaten in the ocean?
Well, my stress would be through the roof that I would just have a heart attack and then I'd get to change.
Well,
I just go somewhere else.
That's,
I'd be like, being a fish sucks. It's way too much stress. I need to go be like I don't even know what you'd want to be at that point.
Not a
maybe
fish.
Maybe an elephant.
Not a fish.
Because I feel like not too many things fuck with an elephant. They're like, eh, that's a big boy over there. I'm going to go ahead and leave that guy alone.
Yeah. It's the worst. But yeah, lucid dreamers. That's the word I was looking for earlier. Can you just swap bodies? Is that a part of lucid dreaming? Or is this very particular to our friend Stranger John? That being said, we're going into the second one.
Let's go.
This one's titled Dwinde, the Baby Snatching Gnomes.
Gross.
He says, all right, first off, this tale comes secondhand. Apparently in my family, speaking of these creatures is highly taboo. Apparently an incident occurred in which my cousin, who had her firstborn a few months prior, brought the subject up with her mother and father on a visit. Upon mentioning their name, her mother told her to be silent about it, as just mentioning their names can summon them, and that they were known to kidnap children. As soon as the mother ceases talking, a chuckle was heard outside the nearby open window, along with a little red gnome's cap being tossed into the air, perhaps in a mocking fashion.
Hmm. Yeah, that motherfucker get a 12-gauge caught real fast. Come around my house trying to snatch up kids.
Dude, you know, I need to look
chuckle into, your ass on down the street, kid.
I need to look into more Duende lore because they sound like assholes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I'm telling you, face to face with one of them little fuckers, I'm not scared.
Bro, did you see that video?
I'm fucking you up all day.
The video of one, they just called it a gnome video, but it's from a couple years ago where it's just waddling out across the street. Yep, that's the most terrifying shit I've ever seen.
Fuck that. I will fuck that thing up. And I'm sorry for the vulgar language, but I'm serious.
Have you listened to this show?
Yeah, I know. I'm just apologizing for all of our sensies out there. But I would, man. I ain't scared of that. There's no way. I might be startled at first, but then when rationality hits in, I'm going to be like, listen, bro, I've literally got like 200 pounds on you.
Kyle's had a thing with gnomes for a while now.
I do. I like gnomes. I got a couple of them hanging around the house. Not real ones, of course. They're just...
Not that he knows of.
Yeah, they're yard ornaments. But...
During the day, they're yard ornaments.
But if they think they're going to get slick, come around my house, start taking shit. That's a whole different thing there.
Kyle's going to hit him with a blicky.
They're going to get got. That's for sure.
Oh, I ain't scared. We need to do a Duende episode for sure.
I'm with it.
I have to do my research first. We've had people ask about it, so we'll probably get that all together. Next is Kid King versus the Grays from our friend.
This sounds gangster.
This tale came from a buddy, King, who's now deceased. R.I.P. King.
R.I.P.
May he rest well. As a child, King grew up in an apartment building in Chicago.
It's a pretty boss-ass name.
Yeah. Yeah. I literally just said R.I.P. King, and it's his real name, so it's
pretty awesome.
Yeah. One night, he was sleeping in bed when he was awoken by two alien Grays at his bedside. One was keeping an eye on him while the other had injected a syringe in his arm and was either injected something or drawing blood. The one keeping watch glanced toward the one operating the syringe, who glanced at King. In King's words, it was like one was telling the other, he's awake, he should not be awake, why is he awake? Like Kyle, King got really pissed and, according to him, slugged the one with the syringe so hard that he thought he'd knocked it out. The Gray slammed into the floor and King's vision went white. He woke up in bed the next morning utterly traumatized. He was so shaken, his mother and sister were stunned at why he was shaking and couldn't get a word out. He told me later on he kept getting a calling feeling to come to the window at night. He said it made a sound like they were giving him the impression that they wanted him to jump out the multi-level apartment. Guess the one that got knocked the F out took it personally.
Dude, that reminds me of...
Bro just swinging.
That reminds me of an experience I had. Like last year. I know I told you about it. I know I talked about it on the show, but I can remember. It would have been right around the time whenever I'm pretty sure it was a dream, but when I saw the silhouette of a Gray at the foot of the bed, and I remember crawling towards it as fast as I could to jump off to like spirit. I remember that. But I think a couple nights before that or after that or whatever it was, I remember having a fucked up dream, and I woke up because it felt like something stabbed me in the bottom of the foot.
It's just
weird that...
I remember you telling me about
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
I totally remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, it felt like somebody stuck a syringe in the bottom of my foot.
That sucks.
Because I remember jerking my foot away because I legitimately felt it in my sleep.
That's creepy.
That's what I'm saying. And then we listen to this, and I'm like, man, that's eerily similar. Synchronicities.
That sucks.
That does suck.
Synchronicities.
Hopefully I got mine, though, like King did. Hopefully that wasn't a dream, and I did spear that guy.
Superman punched him.
Fuck yeah.
Stick.
I'm with it.
A stick for a stick.
That's what I'm saying.
Weird, bro. Weird.
I feel like they're outside of them being able to do woo-woo, make you pass out, they ain't standing up toe-to-toe with nobody.
I mean, some of them are bulletproof, though.
Yeah, but they still catch these hands.
That's true.
That's true. It's just the way it works, man.
They may be bulletproof, they ain't fist proof.
That's
bitch.
Right. That's right. They could get a 3D through a table.
Let's go. Next, he says, Grandpa's piglet problem. All right, as usual, best for last. Once upon a time, my grandfather lived on the family farm. Every now and then, a piglet would show up running to and fro, squealing with glee and mockery. My grandpa and his dad had enough and would chase him around the barn area, only to round the corner and see him disappear into thin air. How did the piglet do it? Perhaps he dug a hole. The answer came when Grandma and his father split up one chase and covered both sides of the barn. My grandfather gained ground upon the little squealer and leapt toward it, only to go through the pig's body. It was a ghost piglet. Go figure.
That's weird.
I'm going to process that in my brain a little bit here. Yeah. We don't get enough ghost animal tales.
Oh, especially ghost piglet.
Yeah, ghost piglet would be. If I were to hear a ghost tale, piglet would not be my first guess.
I feel like that scenario is a bigger mind fuck than seeing a ghost like walk through your barn and then disappear.
Yeah.
Because for the longest time, they're chasing this thing like it's a real pig. So you have zero inkling that this thing is a ghost. And then one day, you finally catch it and you go to pick it up or whatever, slam through it, and you just go right through the thing.
Yeah.
I just feel, I don't know. I feel like I would be far more perplexed.
It would. It would stop, like if you watch, like you said, if you watch it run through a wall, you're thinking, oh shit, I'm dealing with the poltergeist pig. But if you think it's a real pig and then you jump through it, you would just be like, what?
Yeah. Like what? How, what?
Yeah. Exactly. That's
Am I losing my mind right now or what's going on?
I love it.
Hey, Anita.
I think that's our
Is
first
that pig, pig outside over there.
I think that's our first pig ghost pig.
100%. Yeah, it definitely is.
Which, I mean, I asked for a new paranormal ghost subgenre pigs. And we got ghost pigs now. All
At
right.
least they're not mean.
No, he was having a good time.
Yeah.
It kind of makes you wonder about the afterlife of our pets and non-human pals here. What happens to their afterlife?
Yeah, is it an afterlife or are they just residual energy or
whatever? Whatever it was, that it sounded like he was having a good ass time till Grandpa jumped, gave him a running drop kick.
Yeah, and then the jig was up, and he's like, "Well, I can't do this no more."
Oh, he's like these. Bugging humans are turning violent. But Stranger John goes on, says, all right, those are my three tales for this email. I'll send some more when I see this video's posted up. Hopefully it'll be posted when you get that burnout feeling and give you both a second wind. Also, Kyle, I did charge the two grays, but I suddenly got cold feet mid-charge. I don't know if they sent a psychic wave or common sense got the better of me. Now for some tips when stalking the world's wasteland for odd things the world has to offer. It is always best to set a tripwire alarm when you're out there, especially if it's overnight. Simple ringing a bell and fish line will do the trick. Although now they sell perimeter alarms that use a 22 primer to both scare and alert intruders. Not a bad idea, especially against bears. Also, dealing with mind readers. This is the best. It's all over. Okay, like I mentioned before, if you get a call sign from someone or something that isn't your buddy, then you might be dealing with the telepath. Just keep calm and try to keep the mind blank for a while, blank while walking away. If it proceeds to do something nasty, like give you a bad feeling or an unwanted thought, throw it right back. I want you to think of the most twisted, messed up, bloody, disgusting things you can think of. Because if it's happening in your mind, then chances are it's shared in their mind as well. You're not trapped with them. They are trapped with you. Make your mind an unwelcome place. You want a template? Look up the Prothean vision from Mass Effect 1. Never played Mass Effect, but I think Sarah has. All right, that's all I got for you for now. Until next time, you two stay safe. Stay safe. Best fortune to you. Next email will be some more ghost stories and a black-eyed kid story.
Nice.
We are ready for it.
Yep, I'm down to hear everything you got.
I love it. I love it. Those are some heaters.
Yeah, it's definitely all over the place, and that's what we're about.
Yeah.
A little chaos, never hurt nobody.
I'm digging it.
Yeah, mind readers would suck.
I would never, like...
Also, I feel like trip alarms are a great idea.
Yeah.
But they also raise the anxiety level tenfold when they start going the fuck off.
Yeah. Remember when Leroy the cat, I thought I had a poltergeist digging through Maddox's dresser drawers.
I remember you talking about
this. And I put the movement camera up in his room, mm-hmm. and it sent alerts to my phone.
Yep.
And that alert thing going off at like 4 a.m.
is terrifying.
Worst shit ever.
Terrifying.
Even when you look up and see that it's a cat, you're like, okay, cool. Because one time it went off at like 2:30 a.m. The door was shut. No cat in there.
Yeah.
I have no explanation for what moved and set off that motion sensor, but I also don't care. I don't want to know.
It could legitimately be anything. I mean, we've had our Ring doorbell do the same thing, but sometimes it'll catch the evidence. Like, you'll see a moth land on it, and you're like, oh, it's just a moth.
Whew. I put another big motion sensor light out in the backyard, and it went off the other day, and I don't have any.
You need to just invest in throwing stars.
Yeah. I got brass knuckles.
I'll be scared as hell if somebody starts chucking throwing stars at me. That would hurt.
You're right.
And get the big ones too, not the small little sissy ones.
Ones that are like the size of a car hubcap.
Yeah, dude, that's scary as hell. That's terrifying. Because
you gotta throw it like a frisbee.
Yeah, like throwing knives are terrifying. However, there is a chance that it's not gonna stick in you. A throwing star is gonna stick in you.
Especially the size of a hubcap.
Yeah, all it has to do is hit you. That's it. And it's going in.
It's so big, it wouldn't even get like a full rotation.
Yeah, just whoosh, gunk. Oh, it just hits with the thud and you fall down. Yeah, gross. That'd be awful.
But Stranger John, thank you again for taking the time to send in your experiences. Definitely looking forward to round 3. I hope you're doing good out there. Stay safe on the buses and whatnot. We're going to wrap that up. Hope everybody had a good holiday weekend again. This should be after the New Year's, right? That'll drop this Thursday. No, the New Year's should be coming up.
Whatever it is. Stay safe.
Time isn't real.
Yeah.
It's a figment of our imagination.
This is true.
So until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird. And if you're dealing with any kidnapping duendes, hit them with a ninja star.